signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, your well-rested host, John Stadtmiller. On coming to you on this 7th, is it the 6th day of July? I can't believe I'm saying this. 2016. We're on the downhill slide of 2016, and I'm still trying to figure out where 6 months went. Folks, I had to take a few days off. It was getting to the point. I was waking up sore, like I had, I don't know, like I had done some gigantic gym workout, you know, overamped or whatever. And when you get to that point where you're physically, you're just tired, you check your mental status, you drop in to see what condition your condition's in. So I took advantage of the holiday weekend, took off Friday, thank you Vince Vannelli, and who subbed for me yesterday? Our buddy in Philadelphia, Art. Thank you, Art. I appreciate it very much. Yeah, I haven't taken a vacation, and I can't tell you. Hell, I can't remember. I can't ever remember taking a vacation. And my memory's going back, I don't know, 24, 25 years here, and evidently I haven't. You know, you remember things like that, you know, buying airline tickets and arriving at a destination, you know, that, I guess that feeling that you get when you got, I don't know, what feeling is it? Anticipation? I don't know, when you go on vacation, at any rate. Sitting back, you know, I've learned a couple of things over the last several days. If you ain't got no feet, you can kill somebody and only get 6 years in prison for murder. So I guess if you're going to commit a murder, be footless or footloose. Or if you're a Secretary of State, ex-Senator, ex-First Lady, you can do whatever the hell you want. Nobody's ever going to touch you.
Duh.
Are we speaking about Billary here? Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it's rather fascinating. You know, I knew the gig was up even before the FBI interviewed Ms. Hillary on Saturday. And then over the weekend, you're hearing about plans that, well, Barack Obama is going to go out there and stump with Hillary. I'm going, really? Now, why would he be doing that? You know, we had the Attorney General, a little impromptu, just by accident, meeting with Bill Clinton. Loretta Lynch, love the last name, remember it. And I'm watching this, just this series of things happen, and I'm thinking to myself, there's nothing, they're not going to do anything to this woman. Nothing. You know, you can go back to the savings and loan stuff, you can go back to Arkansas. Mean Arkansas, man, there was a pipeline of cocaine flowing into that state like you wouldn't believe. I like what Billy's brother said. Yeah, Bill's got a nose like a vacuum cleaner, man. He could suck up a lot of cocaine. You know, I guess when you're a Teflon-type president, you know, you can do whatever you want and everybody will cover for you. And cover for you, and cover for you, and cover for you. Now, am I surprised Am I shocked? No. Am I surprised? Mildly. You know, what went off the radar screen? Benghazi, boom. Clinton Foundation, boom. Oh, see, the FBI has been investigating her, and they're not going to prefer any charges. And I was listening to Mike Rivero, and Mike is exactly right. They got their mileage out of the get-out-of-jail-free card, Hillary Clinton, and now they're moving on to other subject matter, more important subject matter. As if this isn't probably one of the most important presidential elections in my generation. I'm a little bit concerned. As if anybody wouldn't be. Anybody that wants the job of the presidency of the United States in a country that's literally bursting at the seams. Exploding or imploding, however you want to look at it. Why anybody would want that job, you would have to question their sanity. Now, the Donald doesn't seem to be a crazy man. And maybe he's exactly what we need at this time. You know, I've heard the speeches. You've heard them too. If the guy does what he says he's going to do, hip, hip, hooray for all of us. It'll slow the cogs of the globalists getting what's left of their claws. They're already sunk in deep. But it might prevent the total takedown by the global elite. And that's not even a fitting word. I've run out of adjectives for these globalist buttheads. But there's something that concerns me. Newt Gingrich is flying around circling around the Donald here. And that can't be good for anybody. You want to talk about Washington established and connected? Let me put it to you this way. I'm not a big prognosticator, but I would almost bet my bottom dollar that if Donald Trump takes this guy on as VP and he gets in the Oval Office, that being the Donald, Donald won't see the end of his presidency. I think probably the only safe bet against a scenario such as that would have been Ron Paul as vice president. I mean, he was scared to death they were going to kill him. And the guy hanging around Washington for as many years, and God knows all the whisperings he's heard over the years with his fellow compadres up on the Hill. I think the only insurance that Donald Trump could get would be having Ron Paul as vice president. You know, I mean, think about it. Here's a guy that wants to shut down their whole gangland activity, the bankers. He wants to audit them and demonstrate to everybody, we don't really need these people and we should cut the charter and we're out of here. And the reason I say that is because if they killed off Trump, that would put Ron Paul in as president. Now, in the span of 4 years, I mean, they've done some mighty mind-blowing and preposterous stuff that stretches the credulity level. Let me put it to you that way. But to kill off both guys in a four-year period, yeah, I think that would pretty much give everybody the idea that the fix really is in. You know, I wish people were on the inside like they were the outside. You know, when I look at somebody like James Comey, you just look at the guy and go, you know, how can this guy be in on the fix? You know, and then I started to think about what I'd been hearing, that, well, we don't need a leadership crisis in this country, do we? You know, we had to have the banks that were too big to fail, and we had to bail them out. You know, I ran into somebody today, and I explained to him about my Home Depot scenario. You know, people that don't get the banks, that don't get the debt. You know, they hear that, and all of a sudden their brain shrinks to peanut size. And then the blinders go up, and the earplugs come out. And they can't see or hear. It's just all too complicated. Well, no, it isn't. Like my two ladies in Home Depot that I swore. I mean, they were older ladies, but I swore they were just the Bobby McFerrin, don't worry, be happy group. You know, cast off from the 60s or something. I said, I looked at both of them. I said, do you ladies go out and get high at lunch? Why are you so giddy and so happy? Not that I'm a sourpuss. I engage with people. You know, it's fun just to converse with people. Find out what's on their minds. But these two ladies were just giddily over the top. And I said, and there was this Mexican contractor guy standing off to the side. And he's listening to everything I'm saying, right? And I just looked at these letters and I said, let me explain to you about the banks, what they did to us, the taxpayer. That's how we're always referred to, as the taxpayer. I said, you work for Home Depot. Home Depot gets in trouble. They're in financial straits, and man, there's only a couple options here. You know, bankruptcy, maybe, you know, reorganization, or gosh, if this goes on much longer. Yeah, kind of like JCPenney or any other retailer out there, I guess. But they're in serious trouble, so they take out some loans to ensure that they're going to fix some problems and going to be able to stay in business. And then they turn around and they save their business, but they turn around to their employees one day and go, okay, well, what's wrong with your check? No, that's a proper deduction there on your check. Well, what's that deduction for? Oh, well, we're taking money out of your check to repay the loans for Home Depot. What? Wait a minute. What does their financials have to do with me and my labor? Oh, no, you don't understand. You wouldn't have a job unless we borrowed that money. See, we had to borrow that money to stay in business so you could keep your job. Oh, okay. So what's this money being taken out? Oh, that's the repayment of the loan that bailed out Home Depot. Starting to get the point here? And when I explain it now to people like that, they go, oh, I see what you're saying. You mean all those bailouts for the banks and all the corporations, not only here but overseas, that's on our back now? Yeah, that's what I said at the outset. You're paying for this. But I didn't understand. So I give them the Home Depot an analogy, and wow, I could have had a V8 moment there. It's bizarre. I guess I'm in the wrong business. I should have been in psychiatry with a medical degree or something to try to figure out how people think, how they process. I know. Please, no calls on psychology and psychiatry. I'm just using that as an example. Trying to figure out what makes people tick. What makes them think? Or not think, more importantly. So I'm just walking and talking today, talking to people, and I ran into a guy. And he works at an outdoor power thing. They repair lawnmowers and tractors, and he's up in Georgetown. It's not his business. He's just a counter guy, and I'm sitting there. I had to drop off my lawnmower because my grass is getting to the point that the city's probably going to fine me for grass that's taller than 18 inches. This guy and I were talking. He's never heard of me, never heard of the network. He's a ham operator. And folks, there isn't anything that I threw out across that counter that guy didn't know what was going on. And I was astounded. I looked at him, his name is Harvey, and I said, you're the first guy I ever met in my life named Harvey. First off, I said, so that makes you kind of unique in my book. I said, but talking to 1 in 100 people here in Texas, and this is Texas, folks. This is Texas. I said, 1 in 100 people don't know what you know. And he sat there and he just smiled at me. So I leave there and I go to the storage place next door. We had some stuff in storage, and there's a guy standing on the counter, another customer, and we get to talking. Well, he's a documentary maker. I said, oh, really? What kind of documentary are you going to make? And he said, well, right now, he says, I'm making one about Austin Access Cable. And I said, you're kidding. And he said, no. He says, I do documentaries. I travel the world. And I go to China at least 4 or 5 times a year. And I'm going, really? So I said, Austin Access Cable. I said, so Alex Jones, he looks at me. And he says, yeah, he's going to be a part of it, but a very small part. We figured we'd catch more crap by not including them than including him. And we got to talking. And this guy knows. But people are not talking to each other. They are not conversing. I mean, there's people out there, man, that know what the hell's going on. And it's not this big enigma wrapped into a mystery, wrapped inside of a whatever. This is pretty simple and straightforward stuff. You got a group of people that are bankers that have this dream of controlling finance and business and governments and country and just about everybody on the planet. Pretty big conspiracy theory, isn't it? But it happens to be true. And I related to this documentary maker. I said, what's really odd? Did you notice the American media? I said, you pay attention to stuff like that. When the American media was talking about Brexit, they actually used the term of global government and New World Order. And I said, I found that rather fascinating. 25 years ago, I'd mentioned that to somebody, and hell, they'd grab for the can of Raid or call the animal shelter. So we got something loose out here that we don't know what the hell that is. It's some kind of an unidentifiable nut. It might be dangerous. So Fox News, after the England decides to get out of the, and I don't know if they're going to stay out, old Nigel Farage hung up his spurs. That's kind of like getting involved in a war and only fighting a battle and deciding before the war's over that, I put my time in. I'm out of here. But they can use now terms. We used those terms for years. And I was some kind of, I don't even know what the hell I was. Now I'm just a terrorist. Now I've been classified officially as being a terrorist in a country that I was born in. Because I know it's not a democracy. Yeah. And I know the issue of sovereignty. Yep. And I'm pretty much edumacated here as to how and the whys and the wherefores and the what ifs and all that other stuff of how we've arrived at this point in our country. Not even 250 years old yet. And we're on a sleigh ride to hell with no snow. Yeah, I pretty much chronicled and figured out how exactly we've got there. But for Fox News to use world government, New World Order, seriously? Some cake-laden, Band-Aid-dressed, talking female head can use those words, but after 25 years using the, well, I'm just some kind of a conspiracy nut. But they can say it in a sentence, and it just goes, where? the human condition. The human being. What the hell makes us tick, man? We can study ants. We can study bees in a hive and figure out what they're doing. But we can't figure out ourselves. I guess we can't be objective enough to do it. Without, of course, psychiatry and psychology. We'll break. We'll be back.
My name is Don Wiskin.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Well, 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 why did James Comey blink? You know, it is galling the day after the 4th of July to be greeted by yet one more official at the highest level of our government who has declined to respect the rule of law in favor of giving a free pass to the Obama administration. Director Comey indicated Hillary Clinton in the court of public opinion by laying out before the TV camera step by step her gross negligence in handling classified material, including top-secret information that would compromise our national security if made accessible to our enemies. He told us that Hillary sent classified information over the servers not as safe as a simple Gmail account. He told us it was impossible for the FBI to ascertain what foreign hostile actors may have accessed her account, but there's good evidence to believe that the information was hacked. All right. And these are his words. We do assess that hostile actors gained access to the private commercial email accounts of people with whom Secretary Clinton was in regular contact from her personal account. We also assess that the Secretary Clinton's use of personal email domain was both known by a large number of people and readily apparent. She also used her personal email extensively while outside the United States, including sending and receiving work-related emails in the territory of sophisticated adversaries. Given that combination of factors, we assess that it's possible that hostile actors gained access to Secretary Clinton's personal email account. Man, a good IT guy can hack just about anybody. He told us that it's a federal felony to mishandle classified information in a grossly negligent way. He told us the second statute makes it a misdemeanor to knowingly remove classified information from appropriate systems or storage facilities. He then went on to describe in clear, specific detail how Secretary of State Clinton knowingly removed classified information from appropriate systems and storage facilities. He concluded, there is evidence that they were extremely careless in their handling of very sensitive, highly classified information. Okay. Even Rudy Giuliani, which I... Jeez, man, I don't... Personas and actors and politicians, man, this guy was always mystifying to me. But even this guy, former New York mayor, I saw him on Fox News and he spelled out the legal definition of gross negligence to be extremely careless. The definition of gross negligence under the law is extreme carelessness. The FBI clearly found a direct violation of 18 United States Code Section 793, which does not require intent. It requires only gross negligence in the handling of anything relating to national defense. It's the first definition that comes up in any law dictionary. It's the definition that judges give to juries when they charge injuries on gross negligence. Negligence equals carelessness. Gross negligence equals extreme carelessness. So that is clear, absolutely unassailable violation of 18 United States Code, Section 18, or I'm sorry, Title 18, Section 793. And this is not a minor statute, folks. It carries 10 years in prison. And then, in an act of great cynicism, FBI Director Comey looked the American people directly in the eye and told us that no reasonable prosecutor would bring a case against Hillary Clinton. Huh? His buildup as to why the FBI decided to recommend no criminal charges. And here are his words. In our system, the prosecutors make the decisions about whether charges are appropriate based on evidence the FBI has helped collect. We frequently engage in productive conversations with prosecutors about what resolution may be appropriate given the evidence. And this is the tell on this one. We engage in productive conversations with prosecutors about what resolution may be appropriate. Comey is telling us he spoke to the Obama Department of Justice about what resolution may be appropriate. It is obvious he was told that no criminal charges would be brought against Hillary. The DOJ refused to even charge her on the misdemeanor level that she did knowingly remove classified information from appropriate systems or storage facilities. Hello? The fix.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Foodforliberty.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Isn't that the idea? When we started out in school, that's what they said the Constitution was about.
I'll make Matt Damon a deal. He stops calling for total gun confiscation, and I won't tell him how to be a good actor. How's that? Anyway, back to Mr. Comey here. Oh my God! If anybody doubted in this country that the fix is continually in, if they are not paying attention to this one, then they're just not paying attention. We engage in productive conversations with prosecutors. DOJ even refused to charge her on a misdemeanor level. Well, unlike the men we honored the day before, on the 4th of July, supposedly, who pledged their lives, their fortune, and their sacred honor to defend liberty and the rule of law, in the administrative state, that is, FBI Director Comey is not willing to put anything on the line. He wanted us to know Hillary was guilty as hell, but he wasn't willing to pit the FBI against the Obama's Department of Justice. So he let the guilty walk free even without an attempt and insisting she be charged. And everybody has known from the start Obama would never prosecute Hillary. So Comey looked us in the eye and told us no reasonable prosecutor would take action on the gross negligence and the betrayal of our national security that Hillary Clinton ordered as Secretary of State. I guess this all depends on the meaning of being reasonable. I did not have sex with that woman. That's because he didn't consider oral sex to be sex. I guess it all depends on what your meaning is. Art, off the grid. Hello, Art.
Yeah, I was just about to say it all depends on what the definition of is.
There you go, man. There you go. What's on your mind?
You know, John, I don't get it. Yesterday morning, I get a phone call. I get a call. They're like, you got to come down here. You know, Kumi's going to give a statement about it. So I jump on my bike and I ride down. And I'm watching as he lays it out for 15 minutes. And I'm shaking my head. And people are like, what are you shaking your head for? And I'm like, because nothing's going to come of this. I guarantee you. And as soon as he said, no reasonable prosecutor, I turned around and I held my arms up and I said, do you doubt me now? And everybody is just sitting there. And I mean, there's a room full of people, John, and they are stunned. They don't know what to say. And the first words out of their mouth is, how is this even possible? When he stood right there and he said, basically, in certain words, had this been anyone else? I looked at him, I said, look, you can go all the way back to Watergate when Hillary first began her political lying career, and you follow it all the way up through Roe's Law Firm and Bill's governorship and all the way into the presidency and their ties with Charlie Tree and all of this. When it comes right down to it, I can give you a list of 48 names of people who learned the hard way what happens when you cross these people. Now, isn't it ironic that just, what, a week or so prior to this statement, there's this surprise mystery meeting between Bill and Loretta on the tarmac.
Yeah, and it was a chance meeting. It wasn't planned.
Yeah, and then she comes out and says, I'll accept the recommendation. She said that because she already knew what was going to be said.
Yep.
And the reason she and Comey did what they did, and I have said this on several other talk shows since yesterday that I've called into and discussed this, two things. One, they know about that list of 48 names, and they don't want to be 49 and 50. And two, they're expecting that she's going to get the selection appointment to the Oval Office, and they're looking for job security. Kind of like Janet Reno and the Waco debacle.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sorry, folks, but these are the cold, hard facts. And, you know, the sooner we face up to what's really happening here, the sooner maybe we can grow a set.
Well, and Art, you know, it was kind of interesting. The admissions that we got out of government was, oh, well, you know, the BATF had an annual budget, and if they didn't spend their money, well, the next business cycle for the government, well, their budget would have been cut. And I'm like, what? Excuse me.
As if that's a bad thing.
Yeah. The cutting the bureaucracy is a bad thing. And taking money out of the bang up bullet boys here that had proven in the last couple of decades here to Fort of Waco that these people shouldn't be trusted with anything more dangerous than a damn pop gun. Yeah.
Yeah, John, I just don't know, man. I really don't. I am at the point now to where I hate to say this because I have been one who has just been steadily trumpeting the horns of it's not too late, to where I'm about ready to just hang my horn up and say, that's it, I quit. I can't keep doing this if people are just going to keep allowing it to happen. Because voices like ours, like the hosts on RBN and on other networks who are constantly trumpeting these things, I don't know how much longer we can keep doing this. I really don't. I'm getting tired, man. I'm 53 years old. You got a few years on me, and I can only imagine how tired you must be.
It's not the years, my friend. It's the mileage. The odometer the odometer has been flipped a few times.
Yeah, and I got a little over 20 years of doing this. You've got, what, 27 years or something like that?
Yeah,
that you've been
somewhere
doing
around
this?
There, yeah, yeah.
Dude, I don't even know how we're still going.
Well, and I think I alluded to it in the first part of this program, that you don't know what's on people's minds because we're not talking to each other. And I think this is one of the major stumbling blocks. You know, I'm not talking about the Twitter or the Facebook crowd out there. Mike was telling me during a break here that he says he went on Facebook and, oh, it's a blaze with a shooting down in, where is that, Louisiana, New Orleans?
Baton Rouge.
Okay, Baton Rouge. Okay.
Yep.
And, you know, here's the next thing that's going to take everybody's minds off of what just transpired.
Timing's incredible.
Isn't it, though?
It's just absolutely amazing.
You know, I mean, I'll be the first one to say when it comes to cops, all lives matter. And there's a good percentage of these guys out there that shouldn't even be allowed around a gun, let alone given the force continuum. You know, well, you can converse with somebody or just pull out your weapon and turn them into human confetti.
Well, you know what's messed up about that, John, is I actually watched the video from two different angles. There's a couple different videos, and I watched it from two different angles. Nowhere in there did I see Alton pull out a pistol. But here's what really blew me away was I heard, he's got a gun.
Yeah.
I see the cop pull his pistol within just a few seconds, pop, pop, pop.
Yep.
And then a few seconds later, pop, pop, pop. Wait a minute, you just got done shooting him three times at point blank range. Why did you shoot him three more times?
Dead men
what
tell.
What in the hell is going on?
Dead men tell no tales. Now, you know, Art, I'll be honest with you. When I was a kid, the cops did not act like they act today. If there was a domestic dispute, it wasn't automatic that somebody went to jail. If you got pulled over, they weren't asking to go through your car to find somebody something they can nail you with. It was a different time. They played the role of being the administrative peacekeepers. They didn't administratively inspect the crack of your rear end, okay? Literally. They didn't do that then.
I know.
But what is happening? But Art, what is going on now? It's mission creep. This is what it's called. That you get a bunch of ex-military guys, and you get somebody in law enforcement that, hey, you know, we'll pass some laws and make it easier for you guys to operate in the field, and, you know, we'll give you SWAT teams and MRAPs, and, you know, people respect you if you're heavily armed.
Yeah.
If Art, I can go on YouTube, and I can spend hour after hour after hour watching cops do the most insane things to people. That they have no business doing. But it's always explained away. It's always covered up. The cops don't go to jail. Sometimes they do. Sometimes, but most of the time they do not.
Yeah. And, well, you know, John, it's interesting that you mentioned when you were young, because, like I said, you've only got maybe, what, 5-6 years on me.
Yeah, right.
but I remember, too, when I was young, I was about 11 years old, and the neighbors, my mom had to run to the store. You know, this was a time where, you know, it wasn't unusual to leave your children alone at home if, you know, the home was secure and whatnot, and you knew
we didn't have child protective services back then.
Right.
Yeah.
But somebody called the cops while my mom was gone, and she'd only been gone for like maybe about 5 minutes. She abandoned her children. Well, the cops showed up. By the time they showed up,
your mother was back.
Got back. She just ran to the store real quick, and she met them at the door when they were talking about taking us. She met them at the door with a pistol. Now, can you imagine if a parent today had stood between her children and the cops with a pistol? Today, my mother would have been shot down right there on the spot.
Back then,
it was normal for your parents to protect you.
There is a video on republicbroadcasting.org, and this is an older case. But the guy he and his wife was approached by cops and a detective, and he's all up in their face. And they said, "Well, wait a minute, you want to come in and look at my house? Do you have a warrant?" He said, "Well, this is a drug area, and we've had reports." And he goes, "I don't care what you've been told." He said, "My wife and I don't do drugs. And if you want to come into my house," and then all of a sudden it started to escalate. And this cop was, I mean, in their face.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy happened to drop an F-bomb. And then he tells him, he says, look, he says, don't get in my face. You know, and he used that word. He dropped the effing bomb. And he says, you know, you can't get in my face like that and use those words. And he said those effing words to me. And I'm looking at this and I'm going, excuse me, what country are you from? Nicaragua? Are you from Venezuela? Are you from Mexico? I'm looking at this and these guys have been given green light to get away with as much as they can. And we got a problem here. Because in this grand democracy that this country has turned into, there is the rule of law no more. There are no protections anymore. Now, conversely, we got a whole lot of criminal acting people out there doing stuff, getting in everybody else's grill, getting in their faces, robbing, stealing, raping, doing whatever. And I can understand how this could wear on a cop. And sometimes they just make bad decisions and they snap. Cops should no longer be in uniform, relegated to a desk, or asked to go find employment elsewhere. But this mission creep, they're all protecting this as if this is next. You heard the FBI a couple of weeks ago. Hey, we got terrorists in all 50 states now. Whoa! Oh, the horror of it all. So now they're going to be rolling out that this is reasonable. This is justified. We're under threat. The only threat that I see is coming from the federal government and the goons that got the badges and are going, you were here to protect you. You know, stick that in your ear. Stick it in your ear.
Yep, exactly. And one more thing, and then I'll back out and let you continue on. Just remember what Mr. Steinhauser, former FBI agent, when he was given a press conference shortly after September 11th, remember his words. Will some of your liberties have to be sacrificed so that we can ensure your security? Maybe. Hey, John, thanks, man. I'm out of here.
Thanks, Eric. I got a better idea. Let's stop sticking sharp sticks in the caged tiger's eye. How's that one? How about we don't engage in killing on mass scale for no discernible reason? How's that one? You know, how many Muslims are, what, 1.5 billion of them now on the face of the planet? And let's get the Muslims fighting the Christians. You know, let's really ramp this thing up. And I'm sitting here in the background, just quietly with my hands folded, just patiently waiting and observing. And I'm watching the nexus of it. And who's responsible for pushing a lot of it. Yeah, the Arabs own Hollywood. Nigel Farage has hung up his political spurs. And this is as dangerous to me in my way of thinking as Newt Gingrich being vice president for Donald Trump. Okay. To put it on a political scale. Well, there's been an extraordinary bid to block Brexit. EU Commission staffer writes to all MPs demanding they overturn historic vote to leave. An extraordinary attempt to block Britain leaving the EU has been revealed after a European Commission staff member sent a letter to all MPs demanding that they vote to prevent Brexit. Tory MP Henry Smith highlighted the missive sent from the British citizen working for the EU in Brussels and has sent a copy of the letter to the Mail online. The employee says politicians should not support invoking Article 50 of the Lisbon Treaty despite the clear leave vote in the referendum. She wrote a list of remarkable claims on why the MPs should block last month's Brexit vote. Among the most outlandish was a claim the referendum was not an exercise in real democracy, despite a record 33 and a half million people turning out to vote. She also told the MPs to reject the Brexit result backed by 52% to 48% because the decision was too complex for the uninformed electorate. Oh, really? So you don't like how this democracy's working, huh? Why did Nigel Farage back out? The war ain't over, my friend. The battle has just begun. It's the New World Order to disassemble. It ain't going to happen overnight.
Poor water quality is a major health issue. And
have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
British citizen now living in Brussels, who Mr. Smith refused to name, did admit, "I'm aware that you may see me as a turkey trying to overturn a vote for Christmas." Mr. Smith, the MP for Crawley, told Mail Online, "It was breathtaking that an employee working for the remote European Commission should seek to interfere with British democratic decision." The lobbying emerged amid a major constitutional row over whether the Prime Minister can trigger Article 50, the formal mechanism for exiting the EU, or Parliament has to approve the move. Top law firm Amishkan Dereya has threatened to take the government to court if it does not call a commons vote for activating the treaty. If successful, the bid could hand the MPs, three-quarters of whom supported Remain, the power to delay our departure and control the terms. Cameron, who insisted it will be the duty of his successor to trigger the mechanism after resigning in the wake of the referendum's bombshell leave victory, Home Secretary Theresa May, the favorite to take over as Prime Minister, and Justice Secretary Michael Gove have suggested they would not push ahead with a move this year. Hey, you starting to smell a fix here, folks? But Andrea Leadstrom, who supported Brexit, has insisted Article 50 should be activated as soon as possible to give investors and public certainty. The people spoke over there. They said, no. No, we want our jobs. We want the stupid regulation stuff to stop. PJ Barden, I was hoping you'd had your PJs on, but you were still awake. Hello, PJ.
Good evening from what you laughingly call jolly old England. Yeah.
Straighten something out for me here, PJ. The British Isles, what does this include?
England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland.
Okay, so you are across the pond, and you are the British Isle.
Yeah.
Deal. Okay. I just wanted to check, make sure.
Mm-hmm.
Nigel Farage, what is up with that?
No, that looks more dramatic than it is. He is just resigning as leader of the party in the UK kind of thing. His platform, as you know, is he's an MEP and the leader of the UK UK Independence Party group of 26 MEPs in the European Parliament. He stays there and he still be the leader there. But what he's doing is cutting down his travelling. As party leader, he's just done the campaign, which has been killing, and he won't be then dragged around the country having to speak at meetings. But what he is going to do is he's going to travel around Europe and help the countries who want to leave the European Union. And that is what he's going to do, you see.
Ooh, okay, now I feel a little bit better. I mean, I'm reading this and I'm going, holy crap, there's another fix.
Yep, but no, you read out some very good stuff there that's very relevant. And considering all the thousands of things you have to deal with. Yeah, here's the example. You gave the figure. 46 million people were registered to vote. 33 million went out to vote. And 17.5 million versus 16.25 was the vote. That was the win. They won by 1.5 million. But here's something. These vicious Remainers, who are all sponsored by big companies mostly, in the last election in Britain, David Cameron formed a government with 36.8% of the vote, which was 11 million votes, right?
Right.
The Labour Party got 9.5 million, 1.5, 2.5 different parties. This vote was carried by 17 million votes, right? Meaning a margin of 1.5 million. But people don't name that as a fact, you know?
Well, and I'm still trying to figure out, you know, tell you what, I'm crammed up here against the top of the hour break. What time is it in there in Wales right now?
Oh, we're nearly 1 a.m. now, yeah.
Okay, well, hang on.
Sure.
Since you're up. We'll be back. Top of the hour break.
Do you or someone you know...
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our EaseOff is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the EaseOff installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com. That's EaseOff.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.